Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is T. How can I help you?
T, I've got a charge on my account. This is Bertha Dotson.
All right, Ms. Dotson. Could you tell me that zip code, please?
30120.
30120?
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, Ms. Dotson, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Drive, Cartersville, Georgia.
Could you say that again, ma'am? The phone had went out.
Okay, 17 Farmbrook Drive, Cartersville, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. So it seems like what we have you down for is you pay shipping and handling for a smartwatch. Is that correct?
I canceled that order because I didn't finish the order. I tell you why I did it. My bank called me and said it was fraud. So before I consented to that amount to be taken out of my account, they closed it.
All right, Ms. Dyson. What I can do for you, all right, since this charge was made, I say about a couple minutes ago, what I can do for you is I can cancel. Yes, ma'am, the $9.97, the charge for the shipping and handling. All right, what I can do for you is I can cancel that account, I can issue that refund right back to you, okay?
It was on 5/20/22. Is that the way you got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hit 12 o'clock, ma'am. That's why you got to give me... I apologize. It just hit 12 o'clock. But yes, since this wasn't so far away, it is the same day, ma'am. What I can do for you is I can void that charge for you, and I can cancel that account, all right? So you won't have to worry about any charge passed today.
Okay, I appreciate it. And what was this for?
Yes, ma'am. This is for the smartwatch product.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Will you do that, please? I will appreciate it.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a wonderful rest of your night, all right?
Right,
bye-bye. Is there anything I can help you out with further, Ms. Dyson?
I'm sorry.
It's all right, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer service.
All right, bye-bye.